Is this the end of crypto already? I feel like all of a sudden everybody was like, buy the crypto, buy the Bitcoin, buy the this, buy the that. And I was like, oh my gosh, first I have to understand what it's all about. And then I could never figure it out, even though we had experts explain it to us.
At least half a dozen to a dozen experts came on here and talked to us about it.
And when they started talking, it was like I could just hear birds in my head. Hear the words that are coming out of their mouth.
Right.
But I don't understand how this is paper money.
And just here, you know, when it hits the mainstream, all of a sudden there's commercials all over the place. And there's, you know, you're seeing that it's being accepted all these places. You start to think to yourself, wait a minute. Maybe I do understand crypto. Maybe I am getting this. And then all of a sudden you hear that it's going to be gone.
All right. So let's talk about this for a second because, yeah. Raven, you bought the dog coin. What's it called?
Dogecoin. Oh, God. Oh, God. You want me to log on and see what it is?
Yeah. So
hold on. Let me open.
How much did you spend on buying the Dogecoin?
I was like $2,000.
So why would you $2,000?
I told you. I was by myself. I was isolated. What happened was I had to get on a ferry. Mm-hmm. And that ferry is like an hour and a half long. And you only have, you know, signal for X amount of time. And I was reading all these crypto articles. It was when everything was booming and whatnot. And I was like, oh, let me download this, you know, buying app and whatnot. And then I was like running out of internet time. I knew I was going to lose signal. And I just was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to commit. When I come out on the other side of this boat trip, I'm going to be filthy, wealthy, rich.
Okay, so you spent $2,000 on the Dogecoin.
Oh, God. Oh, now, it doesn't look good right now.
Hold on. What does it say on your app that it's you have right now?
$379.83.
$379. The European Central Bank chief says crypto assets are worth nothing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I have over 4,200 shares. What are you talking about? This is bad.
It's really bad.
Oh, gosh.
This reminds me of when I was young and it was like when you first started buying stocks online.
Yeah.
You know, E-Trade was so big. And my mom and my dad, they were all into E-Trade. Well, not my mom, really just my dad. My dad would just tell my mom, Marty, guess what I bought today? And we made $1 million. We never made $1 million.
How did it work out? It didn't work out. Okay.
I remember Lucent Technologies was the hottest thing. My dad got in early with Lucent Technologies. We thought we were going to be bazillionaires.
Like Forrest Gump and Apple.
It was all my money, my communion money, my confirmation money, my birthday money.
Wait a minute.
He dumped it all in Lucent Technologies on E-Trade when I was a kid. He thought that was going to pay for my college.
That's a real thing? Your That's father a real thing. Gambled your savings?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Guess how much he sold it for?
I don't know.
I think we got like $400 at the end. We lost everything.
Oh no.
You gotta let it ride. Yeah, no, we rode it right into a brick wall. Kind of like what happened with your Dogecoin. So what do? You sell it now or do you just wait at this point?
Listen, I am holding on forever, or at least until the day that Elon Musk tips his cap about it again online somewhere and everybody goes nuts buying it up. And then I'm out that day. Give me a parachute, bro.
Says it's worth 88 cents a share?
No, it's 8 cents. Oh, not, if it was 88 cents, woo!
But it's not.
Oh, no, it's not.
Just 8 cents. When's the last time you cleaned out your email box and you went way back? Those old emails and you looked back like years and years and years ago to see what you saved and why.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I save a bunch of emails. It's kind of like my notepad. So I don't write a lot of things down. I used to be a note taker, but I just don't do that now because you end up with, you know, pieces of paper all over the place. So if I get an email, whether it's junk or something I actually need to deal with, it'll sit in my inbox forever until I'm ready to deal with it.
Yeah. I went to my old Yahoo account. And now, if you send me an email to my Yahoo account, I promise you I will never respond because it's all spam and junk at this point, right?
Yeah. No, yeah.
But at one point, Yahoo was the jam.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a Yahoo account, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, it had like 7,000 emails in it, which is all basically coupons and 20% off at Bloomingdale's. And I was like, let me clean this out real quick. So I went way back, like way back to when it was for real, my email.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see what my first email there was. And it's when I just started teaching Zumba. And it's when I would email myself all the songs that I wanted to do.
Okay.
And the first thing I saw, I was so excited, was a hip-hop remix that I learned.
Perfect. DJ Iceman Streets.
Oh! Don't think for one second I like heard this, got so pumped up again, brought me right back, you know? I was like, get me out on that dance floor. I just got certified as a Zumba instructor. It is 2012.
My new name for you is DJ Iceman Streets. I'm going to call you nothing but that.
I believe that was
on.
A Fat Man Scoop remix right there. Yeah, you know, I mean, Fat Man Scoop's going to be cool forever. Mm-hmm. In my regular inbox, I mean, this isn't even my archive stuff. And here's the thing. When my stuff got so full, I just bought more space from Gmail. Instead of going back and clearing out my life, I have over 20 gigs of email right now here in my Google Drive. Like, it's insane, right? My oldest one is Home Again Pet Recovery Services. I ordered a collar tag for Barkley in 2019, and they didn't mail it to me for whatever reason. And it says, go contact us back here, and we'll send it to you again. And I'm like, you guys are going to pay for this one day. And then they never did.
No.
I never made them deal with it ever again.
But it's a good thing that you held on to that email for many years.
Oh, here's from my Citi credit card tells me that I've got deals with Amazon. This is from January of 2020.
That's not that bad. No. I mean, I have emails from 2012.
I was going to say, like, 2019 is really not that bad. I've got one from Radio Shack from 2012. Your Radio Shack.
Wow.
That's a place that exists still.
In 2012.
Well, I mean, listen, it was nice that they sent me an email. They wanted me to let me know about the brand new LG Marquee.
Oh.
So it's the fastest selling phone on the market right now.
And you thought that email was so important, John, that you held on to that email for a decade.
That's why I held on to it. It's because I thought it was important. Yes, Anna. It has nothing to do with rampant laziness and a refusal to organize my own life.
Sean, first of all, what is your email that you're looking at? Are you looking at a work one or are you looking at a personal one, Sean?
Personal.
All right. Yep. So is it a Hotmail?
It's Gmail.
Really?
Yeah.
That's because you're so much younger than me. All right.
That's true.
Oldest thing I have in my Gmail account is from April 4th, and it would say digital download for a Nine Inch Nails album.
Wait a minute.
And I kept it just in case I ever lost it.
April 4th of this year?
Yeah.
No, what kind of serial killer has got an inbox that's actually got all stuff just from this year?
Now, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Knowing you the way that I know you, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Is it because you're so anal that you have to keep everything clean?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
Wow. I go into my email at least once a day to clear the spam or check it or get rid of the emails I don't need.
Well, here's the good news. You know what I also found from 2012 in my Yahoo email?
What?
This.
Definitely. That's good. I'm going to play that in the background while I call these people about my dog collar.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's that thing that drives you nuts. You see somebody do it or say it, and you just roll your eyes and think to yourself, that is all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you think antagonizing the neighbor's dog is going to make it stop barking, that's all I need to know about you.
I don't like this. I believe me. All right, just tell me what happened.
So there is a man that's causing a lot of controversy online because he came up with this new invention called the Dog Zapper 2000. Mm-hmm. His neighbor's dog doesn't stop barking. Here he is talking about it and what he created.
So my neighbor got a dog, and the damn thing barks nonstop. I mean, I roll over in my bed in my own room in my own house, and this damn dog barks it. So I went ahead and built this invention, the Dog Zapper 2000, and have a look.
I just want to know who's the person that's laughing so hard behind that they're wheezing.
I mean, it sounds like a wheeze, like somebody that's been hit by a car or something. Like, what's going on?
It's somebody that's
clearly,
like, just encouraging him to do this nonsense.
Yeah.
She's laughing behind the
scenes. His uncle with emphysema in the background? I don't understand.
What is that?
Don't antagonize the dog, man.
Why?
Yeah.
You think it's going to make it better? It's only going to make it worse. And now all the neighbors not only hate that dog, they hate you too.
Right. How about make friends with the dog? How about that? That would be a good idea. Right. If you're carrying 10 pounds of stuff in your sweatpant pockets, that's all I need to know about you. I was out the other day and I'm at the store and I look over and there's a guy that seriously, he must have had like 10 pounds of stuff in his sweatpants. And I get it, man. You got to carry your keys and you probably got to carry a wallet or something like that. And maybe a cell phone, but you got to plan your outfit better, all right? Because when you put 10 pounds of stuff in a sweatpant pocket, It don't look right.
It looks weird.
It looks totally weird, right?
I'm wearing my jacket right now. It's like a cargo jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got these big pockets. And whenever I wear it, I feel like I'm some kind of hero because I can put 70,000 things in the pockets.
A special ops soldier?
Yes, exactly.
That's what you are? No.
And then I take a picture and I look and I'm like, oh, that is not flattering at all.
It's not a good look. No. It's bulky in all the wrong spots.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you want to cancel our Memorial Day weekend plans because gas prices are too high, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm. Oh, road trips? I mean, if you got a big road trip, it will impact the cost. But here's the thing about Memorial Day weekend. For me, Anna, I don't care. God bless America. Spend that money. Get out there. Get crazy.
Who wants to cancel your plans because of the gas?
My husband. We've had this planned for months.
I have to say, I did get sticker shock last night filling up my tank.
Oh, it hurts.
It really does. I feel like it just keeps getting higher and higher every time you go. And I'm like, there's got to be a ceiling. And then my husband reminds me that, no, there doesn't have to be a ceiling. It could just keep going up, babe.
That's not a rule.
Yeah.
Right. That's not a real thing. That's made up in your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fairness doesn't count.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. If you demand that I put away my dog when you come over to my house, because my dog scares you, like, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm. Oh, that wouldn't happen in my house. Just wouldn't happen in my house.
Put the dog away first, right? So, like, if Lila's getting too loud, I would just go close the gate upstairs so she can't come down out of common courtesy.
No, there's no time that my dog is shut away for anybody that comes to my house.
Really?
Seriously.
What if they're scared?
That's their problem. Don't come.
My dog's not barking. He's not barking at them either.
You know what? Even if he was, he's not barking at them. He's barking with them. All right? So get on board, all right? They live here. You don't. You're the guest, not the dog.
I don't know. I don't have a pool. And if I'm reading some of these comments on our Facebook page, and I can tell you by reading them that I don't know if I ever want one. Multiple people have said they found bats in their pool.
Yeah.
Bats.
I mean, here's the thing. If you live in an area where you've got different seasons, right, you've got to close the pool and open the pool. It happens every year annually. And during that time, obviously, you know, some other things could make their way into the pool, on top of the pool. It can be a messy situation. It's not for the faint at heart when you open that thing back up.
So what did you find, Raven?
Well, this time, there's just every time you open the pool, you have to deal with the sludge that's on top of the pool. All right. So the pool cover goes on and then rain is on there and there's leaves on there. And then there's every, you know, other substance that can end up on there. I told you I had some ducks that were hanging out on my pool for a while. So there's some duck poo and whatnot. Ew. So when you first pump the water off and you pull all those leaves off, it's like a sludge. It's like a compost sludge that you are taking off, and it smells like a pond or like a sewer. It's absolutely disgusting. Then when you pull back the cover, you don't know what condition it's going to be. Is it going to be moldy under there? Is the water going to be clear? You don't know. So usually what I'll encounter is a bunch of these gray frogs, and these frogs like go into hibernation when they're not, like, you know, active temperatures or whatever. So you think they're dead, and then you go to touch them, and then all of a sudden it like moves and they're gray and they look like boogers.
Ew.
It's disgusting. I once found
what
a squirrel.
What do your boogers look like?
I once found a squirrel on there.
Alive or dead?
Do you think that a squirrel survived?
I don't know. I saw
under the pool cover the entire winter.
Somebody wrote on our Facebook
page. That's what you think?
Tara said she found a squirrel swimming. It was so cute. I thought maybe it was like a surprise. It was like doing the backstroke, a little squirrely doing the backstroke underneath your pool.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess not.
No, not underneath the cover. No. When they're on top of the cover, they will go down there. They'll bathe. They'll take drinks and all that stuff. Again, disgusting water. But, you know, squirrels, they don't have a lot of filtration up in their trees. So they'll do whatever.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you find in your pool?
I found a little turtle just swimming in the pool. I didn't even notice at first because it was really small, but then I got in the pool and I felt something like touching me, and it was a turtle. I don't know how it got in the pool. There's vegetation around the pool. I have no idea how this turtle got in my pool, but it was really cute, honestly.
First off, get that turtle out of the pool. Poor chlorine guy. He can't be in there all that long, right? So we had a nasty turtle dropped in my yard. He was like an alligator snapping turtle. We couldn't figure out where he came from. There's no water anywhere. An eagle or like a hawk had dropped him. That was the only thing we could surmise, is that, you know, they had picked him up and they had dropped him because there was no water around my house. No reason whatsoever for him to be there. The rescue organization said, you know what? He probably got dropped.
Or maybe he just heard you had a real cool pool and you have really good pool parties and he was just headed over.
Well, he was headed in the wrong direction. He's like 8 feet away. That would have taken him like a year.
On our Facebook page, one time we went out for a late night swim and discovered the frogs using our pool as a brothel. just frogs breeding everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing about frogs, man, and pools. When it gets to be hot out there, they get to that moisture, and they are the loudest frogs. We're not talking like ribbit frogs. Or they make a very strange sound, and they are super loud.
Oh, man. What did you find in your pool? You walked out, you looked in your pool, and you were like, oh, my gosh. 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven.
Two mallard ducks nicely swimming, and my two guard dog golden retrievers stretched on the deck just watching.
Yeah, I had two ducks that they moved into my pool, and then a third duck showed up, thought he was going to be a carouser. Thought he was going to take the first duck's lady, and then they got into a duck fight, and then I had to break it up.
It was the strangest thing. And this is how can I impersonate how you broke it up? Because
sure.
There's actually audio of it. We should grab the audio of it. Hey! And then he claps aggressively. Hey!
Now Goose Mom is famous. You saw Goose Mom, right? The one that saves the goose while she's breastfeeding. She runs out her front door in her underwear with her baby in her arms and gets an eagle off the goose. A week before that, I was duck dad, but nobody cared.
No one cared.
Nobody cared.
You were a hero long before your time.
I wasn't breastfeeding. Right. That's the difference. Here's that audio.
Get off this. Hey, get out of here. Okay. It's all right. Did we have a duck fight?
It was a duck fight. Yeah. I can't listen to you.
It was a duck fight. I'm just breaking it up.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you find in your pool?
So I rent my space out as like an Airbnb. So in between guests, you know, coming in and out, I got to clean the pool, maintain the pool, everything. I went in and I found a Kindle at the bottom of the pool.
Oh.
Which I don't know. I mean, I would at least think you would probably notice. Like, I don't know how drunk you got to be to drop your Kindle and also not realize
that
it happened.
That's not what happened. There's one of two scenarios. The parents were so fed up with the kid constantly being on the Kindle that they said, you dare me? You think I won't throw this in the pool?
It.
They were so mad they just chucked it in. Or the kid accidentally put it in there and couldn't tell their parents because they were terrified of what was going to happen if the parents found out that they dropped the Kindle in the pool.
No mom falling asleep. I would have went for that one, too. Better than the patio furniture being at the bottom of the pool, though.
Tiana and Raven, what did you find in your pool?
I have like an 18-foot above-ground pool. And I cover it, but a lot of people put like one bubble in the middle.
Yeah.
I put like 15 bubbles in it. So the thing looks like an old, like a tennis tent. It's a big round dome, like an igloo when it sits. So everything falls off of it. Nothing goes in it. One day on my way to work, I noticed it was loose around where the deck was and the piece was up a little bit. And I went underneath and I pulled it and I tightened it all up. And come springtime, when I go to open it, when I take all the water bubbles, all the jugs off, and I peel it back, there's my cat floating in the pool.
No!
In there.
Wait a minute. How come you didn't realize
cat.
Your cat was gone for so long? Like, didn't you wonder where Skippy
my
went?
My cat was gone, but I live in the woods. And I said, a bobcat or a fox, something got my cat.
Yeah.
But when I peeled the thing back, and there was the cat flow, and I said, well, at least I knew it wasn't eaten by some other animal. I knew where it was, but a curiosity, he went underneath that one little tiny loose spot. He went underneath it and was walking around under the bubbles on the ice, and that was it. He, he didn't meow or do anything, or I would have known he was there, but he didn't. But I found him, you know, months later. So
that's so traumatic.
That was not fun.
No.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
I know.
Thank you for this being the place that you could get it out.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Spoiler alert. Yesterday, after Raven having 78 consecutive wins in Can't Beat Raven, that's pop culture trivia, he finally lost, making Danielle the biggest jackpot winner of all time, taking home $7,900.
Oh, it's a big win for her. Congratulations. And it was well-deserved. She played a great game.
Yeah. So we want to flash back, in case you missed it, to see what happened. These were the questions that were asked.
I'm ready.
Minka Kelly and The Daily Show's Trevor Noah just broke up. Who was the original host of The Daily Show?
Craig Kilborn?
Number two, the original Jersey Shore stars are revolting against MTV's planned reboot with a new cast. The cast was known for a way of life that included GTL. What does GTL stand for?
Gym Tan Laundry.
Number three, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker were married in a lavish wedding ceremony in Italy this past weekend. The bride and groom both wore what designer, and the actual ceremony took place on that designer's property. Who's that?
Dolce & Gabbana.
Number four, Shakira made an appearance on The Tonight Show and beat Jimmy Fallon in the TikTok Dance Challenge. In what 2016 animated movie did Shakira play a gazelle?
Try everything. Zootopia.
Number five, a new federal lawsuit from a McDonald's and Wendy's customer claims the two fast food chains are falsely advertising the size of their beef patties and sandwich toppings. Who is the founder of Wendy's?
Steve Thomas.
All right, great. Hold on. Let me bring Raven back in. I mean, you can immediately hear how nervous I get. I'm like, all right, great, okay, all right. Oh.
Sure.
But this is what it sounded like the minute that Raven entered the room. She got all five. Number
Congratulations,
one.
Congratulations, I guess, right? $7,900.
All right.
Woo!
I'm a little bit nervous if I made them too easy. Number one, Minka Kelly and The Daily Show's Trevor Noah just broke up. You could hear the nerves in my voice, but you could also hear Raven uncertainty. Like, you seem like, I don't know what you were like. What was going through your head at that moment?
Well, nobody's gotten over three right in a very long time. So yeah. To walk in and hear that somebody's got five right. So immediately there, I know that I have to pay attention. I know that it has to make sense in my brain. Plus, with your hesitation, it causes me to wonder. Like, what has happened before this, right? Is there a trick in here? Sometimes you'll hesitate on an answer and whether or not you accept one or whatever. So I don't know what I'm walking into at that point.
In my head, question number four, the one about what animated movie was Shakira, I'm thinking, I don't know if you know that, but yeah. I know that there's a 50-50 chance that you don't. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to go down, you're going to go down on that question. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm holding my breath, because I desperately want you to get that one wrong. And then this happened. Number four. Shakira made an appearance on The Tonight Show and beat Jimmy Fallon in the TikTok Dance Challenge. In what 2016 animated movie does Shakira play a gazelle?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take a guess here and just say... Madagascar 2?
No, she did not. She did not. She was a gazelle in Zootopia. Congratulations, Danielle. You just won $7,900.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. It's over. It's finally over. Congratulations.
Wow.
Who's your team over there with you? And then she talked about having her parents with her, helping her out. It was a big moment. Congratulations, mm-hmm. Danielle. You won. That means today's jackpot resets to $100 and we start all over again.
The thrilling thing for me was, again, is we asked her what she's going to do with the money. And everybody usually says, pay bills or do this or that. She said, I don't know. Yeah. What a great feeling to actually not owe $8,000 to somebody at that moment and to be able to do whatever you want. Congratulations, Danielle.
Is it a big deal for parents to have happy hours during their kids' sporting events? It's been all over the news lately, and I don't think this is anything new. I think we see this, you know, every spring season, but it's interesting how divided people are on it, Raven. So you hear like a lot of stories of like the baseball games, the soccer games, where parents are drinking on the field. They're on the sidelines. They're sitting down. They've got a cocktail in their hand. And some schools are saying it's a big problem, and they want to tell parents, stop it. Stop drinking at your kids' games. Other districts are saying, no problem here. We don't see anything. Everything's cool.
Well, I mean, I think other things happen at games, right? So if you have an accident that happens after the game, all right, or if you have people being belligerent and they're getting into arguments or fights or they're berating the umps or the refs or whatever, you have to look at it and say, well, what are the things that we can eliminate to go ahead and get rid of this problem? If people are, you know, getting loose and they're drinking and they're getting liquored up, as people tend to get a little bit more mouthy when they're doing that, that's an issue. On the other hand, this is where you and the parents are gathered, right? This is where the kids are. And with regularity, you're going to be out there. Hopefully, the weather's nice. I mean, on that hand, I don't see a problem with it. So.
I see a lot of parents that they're out on the fields for 6-7 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday because they have all the kids' different games. So is that their way to kind of hang out? For me, I got to be honest. I don't drink at games ever, and the reason why is because I'm so emotionally involved in the game.
You know that you could go over the top, right?
I'm like, you know what? It's better I just sit here and shut my mouth. Hayden already gets mad when I get too loud on the sidelines. Nobody needs me to have a wine spritzer in me when I decide that I'm going to open my mouth.
But you have that inner control, or at least the thought pattern of knowing, you know, I know myself, what could happen, right? And so you demonstrate that control. plenty of other adults don't demonstrate that control. But, and we all have seen those adults.
But take those parents out. Like, take the belligerent out. Because it's does one rule apply to everybody? Because there's plenty of parents.
Yes, that's why it's called a rule.
Right. But there's not really a rule in a lot of places. You know, it's obviously suggested you shouldn't drink at your kid's game. But take that out, and you take the person that just sits down and they're having one cocktail watching their kid's game. They don't make a sound. They're well-behaved. Should they also be part of the rule where you don't drink at your kids' games?
Well, right now, what you're doing is you're debating fair or not fair. I mean, that's life, right? I mean, that's every law that's out there in America. If it doesn't bother you, why should it apply to you?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I think it depends on the age of the kids. You know, it depends on the atmosphere of the game. I don't think a 5-year-old soccer game is appropriate to be out there 9 a.m. guzzling the beers. But,
good point.
You know, high school football game, you have a beer. I think it's appropriate.
High schoolers, they've seen people drunk on television before, Anna, so they know what those wild creatures are.
I will say, Dakota plays soccer on Saturday mornings at 10:30. If I saw the parents rolling in there with a cooler of Coors Light, I'd be like, nope. That seems a little odd. You know? It's a little early for a drink. Then.
On the other hand, you know, when they just don't listen to the directions, right? And everybody's running in a different direction.
It's already chaos.
I mean, it's already chaos.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Right?
So maybe you need a drink.
Maybe that's the best spot for it. You know, I don't know.
All over the news lately, and certainly nothing new, is parents that are drinking at their kids' youth games. And there's a lot of controversy about whether it's okay and not a big deal, or whether it's absolutely terrible and should be prohibited. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I think 100% it's all right. Because, one, you're at the game. And, two, you are paying attention to your kids and socializing. Rather than sitting there like 90% of the parents, I umpire high school ball and college ball, and most of the parents sit there and stare at their phone the entire game.
Is the parent that is belligerent and arguing balls and strikes with you better when they're drinking or worse?
I've had a grandma that sat there drinking her iced tea the whole game be 10 times worse than the dad sitting there having a couple beers.
Interesting.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you. From an umpire's point of view.
Yeah.
And Raven, what do you think? Drinking at games, cool, not cool? What's the deal?
I don't think it's cool, only for the fact that if your guys are drinking at the games, who's driving the kids home?
Yeah, and you know what? And if you're the kid whose parent is a little bit loose of the lip at the game, too, is that embarrassing? When does that become a problem, too?
You keep assuming, though, that everybody gets loud the minute they have a drink. That's not it. I've been on a lot of fields. It's not like that.
Okay, but I'm going to assume that 50% of people get loud when they drink because I've encountered a lot of people having drinks in my life.
I don't know. I think that's an anomaly. I think that's the minority in the situation. I think the bigger issue is it just plain wrong?
And Raven, what do you think? Drinking at kids' games, what's your thoughts?
So I have to chime in because I coach girls softball, and I had an incident where parents were so drunk at a travel game that the next morning they couldn't get their kids to the game, and we had to forfeit.
I mean, but that's got to be an anomaly.
No, but the fact is that if it happens once, Anna, it will happen again. So that's why you need rules, right?
It did. We had to ban it, put it in our contract that you cannot have alcohol or any open containers at any of your kids' events.
You know what? I mean, at the very least, honestly, there should be a breathalyzer set up, right? Before people leave, yes, that way. No, I'm not saying prosecuting people. What I'm saying is like, you know, they have a breathalyzer set up so you know whether or not you can drive, right? I mean, it creates a lot of danger. You guys are laughing at me like I'm saying something crazy.
Like the director of the league wants to add that to their list of things to do.
I'm just saying.
To breathalyze the parents.
I mean, the school, the field, somebody, anybody. You know, I don't know.
Oh, God. Coach, you want to do that? You want to be in charge of that?
All right. Well, you guys remember I said
something terrible takes place.
All right.
Tanda and Raven, what do you think about this?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they would drink at a game. First of all, follow the rules. Second of all, you're drinking at a game and then you're driving after it.
Thank you very much. Breathalyzer in the parking lot. Here we go.
Katie wrote on our Facebook page she learned how to play the ukulele by watching YouTube videos. That's impressive.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I usually just do auto repair or home projects, too. I'll do anything, really.
Mm-hmm. Linda says that she learned how to make a balloon arch for her father-in-law's 77th birthday. She also posted a picture. Well done. Well done, Linda.
Those things aren't easy, man.
No. Yeah.
They take time.
So we've been talking about this yesterday and today about, like, what did you learn by just looking on YouTube? And there are so many obscure things that you can learn by watching a couple videos for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we would do a social experiment that you can do at home as well. And how it works is I found a ton of different things that you can learn by watching a YouTube video. I brought in the prize wheel. I folded them up, written on little pieces of paper. Each of us is going to spin the wheel. We're going to read what we're going to learn on YouTube, and then we have to demonstrate our newfound, activity on the air.
Accounting is going to be so happy that we found another use for the prize wheel. I mean, we use this thing like once every 18 months.
It's true.
Yeah, they're not happy with it.
Yeah, you didn't need the prize wheel during the pandemic. But
yeah.
Anyway.
We expensed it.
All right, producer John, you go first.
All right, let's
spin
go.
Spin it. Spin that wheel.
Wow.
Spin that wheel.
Definitely a good purchase.
All right, let's see what we got. I have, beatboxing.
Yes. Ooh.
Yep.
I wanted beatboxing
so
bad. I'm
going to already do that.
Oh, you can't? Let me hear you beatbox right now.
No, I'm going to wait. I want to state, first and foremost, that is not me.
Terrifying.
That was me. I'm so good at beatboxing. Right. I really wanted that.
So John has to learn how to beatbox?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear some deep grinding stuff like Bismarcky. I want to hear some real deal stuff.
I'm gonna sing under it too. I'm gonna put the bass.
I don't know how you do that.
Line while it's gonna happen. No, I got this.
Okay,
producer Sean, go ahead, spin that wheel. Spin the wheel.
Aggressive spin.
Yeah. All right. I'm so excited.
I got whistle with your fingers. Come on.
Yeah. Do you know how to whistle with your fingers?
I don't, and I've tried to do this so many times, and I can't get it. I don't think YouTube's. We're going to do it, though.
Next time you go to a ball game, you're going to be the man, dude.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
I
can whistle.
Like, who's that weirdo that's blowing air out of his mouth?
Yeah,
there?
I can't do it with that. All right, spin that wheel for me.
Yeah, it's all the way across the room.
Let's go, man. Let's go there. I got to spin it twice. That felt good.
All right, hand me that. Give me that. Yep, no, that one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. Open a bottle of wine without a corkscrew.
What? Oh, wow.
What?
I mean, that's an important life lesson.
Yeah. I feel like with that one can't, like, it shouldn't just be one. You should have at least three different ways you can do that.
Open a bottle of wine without a corkscrew. Changing a tire without a jack.
It's important, and it's something that we all need to learn, so you're going to learn on behalf of everyone. So figure it out and find a YouTube video.
I hope that you have something terrible.
All right, go ahead. Thank you.
just so you have my support here. I feel like I'm going to cut myself.
All right, give me that one. What do I got?
There's still so many left over.
I know. Learn how to make balloon animals.
Oh no,
I have such a hard time blowing balloons.
You're going to save money on clowns, though. This is going to be great.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we'll see how this goes. We'll kick it off tomorrow with Sean and Raven. You guys are up first. COVID ruins everything, and I don't know what to do. And if I don't make a decision in the next 12 hours, I'm going to lose a lot of money.
Isn't that the way that it goes nowadays, right?
So aggravating.
When it comes to travel, it will really make you nuts.
Yeah. So here's what happened. Like, for many, many months, we have planned to go away with my cousin and her husband. And, they're our best friends. It's like a couple's trip. My husband and I only do one alone trip a year with our friends. This is like the only time we do it. And we're very excited. We've had everything planned. We're going to New Orleans. Now, New Orleans, I've only been there once, and it was for a bachelorette trip. And it was very much a party scene.
Sure.
So this is the kind of place that you only go, I think, with your friends, you know, like a place that you're going to go and celebrate. Well, lo and behold, of course, the friends that are going with us have COVID, and now the kids are getting COVID, so they can't go. And now I have to make a decision on, do we still go by ourselves? Do we use our one trip to go somewhere like that? We never would have gone there by ourselves. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Do I frantically try to find somewhere else? But I started looking last night, like when we first got the news, and everything is so expensive because it's so last minute now. Mm. Or do we just cancel the whole thing? Because we're in this 12-hour window right now where I can cancel everything in the next 12 hours and we don't lose any money and we just stay home.
Right, right.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you're close, right? I mean, New Orleans, it's... Yeah, when I think about New Orleans, I think about a party town. I mean, there's plenty of cool things to do down there. I mean, there's like the haunted history and, you know, there's got to be food and drink. That's for sure. But I mean, you know, you could do that anywhere. Essentially, there are casinos that'll keep you busy. But again, it's just you and your husband. It's like, not necessarily the activities that you take, you know, just yourselves. It's not Paris.
Well, that's like that's what I was thinking. Well, you know, my husband my husband so desperately wants me to be a golfer that he bought me golf clubs for Mother's Day. I told him that I would do it when I retired. For some reason, he thinks
he's
I'm
like,
retiring.
That's tomorrow.
Right. He's like, I got you these golf clubs. I'm like, what? I mean, they were like on clearance at the sporting goods store. Like, nobody get like confused.
I mean,
know?
It's nice, though, that he's excited about it.
Right.
But I don't think of New Orleans as golfing, right? I think of 100% humidity and alligators.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
But I started trying to look at like golf resorts. I'm like, all right, well, we got nothing else to do. Let's go to a golf resort.
Sure.
It's so much money. So I just want to do a quick poll. Like, what would you do? Would you go to New Orleans with your husband, who isn't really a partier? It's one thing when you're with your friends that are there to party.
Right.
Do we suck it up and just go? Do we cancel the whole thing altogether and just stay home with the kids and we'll try again next year? Or I don't know. What do you think? It's a problem that I'm having and I don't have a solution and I need some help because I don't know what to do and time is ticking to make a decision.
Mm.
Months and months and months ago, we had planned to go away for Memorial Day weekend. We were going to go to New Orleans. It was me, my husband, and my cousin Angela, who's my best friend, and her husband. Two couples. We go away without our kids for like 3 days once a year. That's it. This was our big trip. Well, guess what? They have COVID. They can't go and they're heartbroken. And now I don't know what to do because if my husband and I were taking a solo trip, it wouldn't have been in New Orleans. That's a party town. That's a place you go with your friends.
Yeah, two people banging around on Bourbon Street is different than four or six, you know, that type of thing. So
yeah.
I understand.
But what do you do? Do I just cancel the trip now or do I just go with just my husband and make the best of it? Like, I don't know. 1-800-330-9999.
Anna and Raven. I honestly would call it off. This is a trip that you planned with your friends. If you go with just your husband, everything you try to do, you're going to wish your friends were there with you. It's not worth it. You're just going to waste the money.
I even made us a bar crawl
See that?
With our friends.
I mean, your husband's just not going to measure up to your cousin's presence.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. There's a different vibe when you're with somewhere with your friends and you're going to the dueling piano bar and then you're going to the carousel bar versus like when it's just you and your husband where, I don't know, we could just go anywhere and just go have a nice dinner.
Right. And then after you're like, I'm kind of tired. You want to go back?
Want to go back to sleep? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we could do that.
Tana and Raven, would you take the trip? What would you do?
Absolutely take the trip. I went there last month to New Orleans with somebody who's also not a partier, and we had the best time.
I told Anna that she should go wrestle an alligator, right? Like, she should, you know, do something cool like that, you know?
That's your idea of cool?
Yeah, something that you can only do in Louisiana. You know what you should do? You should go big mouth bass, or what is it, catfishing, when you stick your hand in the hole. And you hope to just stick your arm inside a catfish. I think they call it noodling.
Okay.
You shove your arm inside a catfish's mouth.
Uh-huh.
It's so massive, and then you pull that out.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't want to.
Go for it, Anna. Go for it.
Yeah. See, right. There you go. That's a little encouragement.
Anna and Raven, would you still take the trip, or would you just cancel the whole thing?
Absolutely go. It's fantastic, and this is the best time of the year to go.
How many beads do you got, huh? She talks like somebody that's been down there.
I have been several times. There are ghost tours. There are airboat rides. There's tours of the garden section. That's food world. You should absolutely go.
Did you wrestle an alligator?
I have not.
Dang it.
Don't think I ever will, but... I am sure there is a place where you can go watch people wrestle alligators.
I mean, don't rule it out. Don't rule it out.
Oh, I'm not ruling it out. If I go, I'm definitely going to go like watch people wrestle alligators.
I mean, maybe get in there. Anna and Raven, what do you think? Should Anna go or stay?
1,000% go. You never know. She might make a future date to go and the flight can be canceled. The weather can stop it. Something can happen. Go. You have your husband. Go, go, go. Without a doubt.
Go, go, go.
On our text line, I say cancel, do a bunch of day trips, save it for when you can really enjoy it. I mean, let's be honest, it's not cheap. So you're spending like a good amount of money to go on a trip that you wouldn't really have gone on by yourself. That's true.
Yeah, you're down with day trips. To me, day trips just make me depressed that I'm not going someplace else.
On our text line, my son moved to Baton Rouge last July. We visited in November, went to the plantations, restaurants, World War II Museum. We will not be returning to New Orleans when we visit again. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good turn.
It's not a ring. Not a really good endorsement right there.
It was
going
to be nice. I was going to be like, oh, architecture, all that stuff. But she's like, nope, not one time was good.
Yeah. Anna, go on the trip. Life is short. Your husband will have a blast. I don't know. I still don't know. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Ronnie and Janet. Janet, what's going on?
Okay, I'm angry, and I hope that you can see things from my perspective. So we had a wedding, right? And it was beautiful. Ronnie's cousin he was invited, he RSVP'd just for him and his wife, and he ends up bringing his two kids to the wedding. Without letting us know beforehand, he just shows up with his two kids. And so I had to change the seating chart that we spent months organizing and add his two kids to the table. And I paid out of my own pocket the $180 that it would cost to add those seats and pay for them to have, you know, food and everything. And he didn't even cover it in the gift that he gave us. And so I'm angry. I think I have a right to be with my wedding. No kids were actually invited. They were not invited. There were the only two kids at the wedding. And it was a situation I think I should not have been placed in.
What do you want to do? You want to bill them for that money?
Yeah, I do. I want to send them a bill. Ronnie thinks it's ridiculous, but I mean, I paid $180 out of my own pocket. Shouldn't that go to him? He was the one who brought his kids.
Ronnie, how long ago were you guys married? How long ago did this happen?
3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's kind of rude, right? When you tell everybody no kids, you know, I know things happen, but... Well, your cousin is not your brother. Mm. So you're just showing up with kids when you're told not to. What's your side of this there, Ron?
I mean, look, it's basically just an unfortunate situation. Like, I wish it hadn't happened also, but, like, he is my cousin, and I know, hon, you keep saying, like, it came out of my own pocket, but just remember, this is our pocket now. And, you know, like, I feel weird. It's more, I feel weird billing my own cousin for his kids to come. Like, I think we just got to eat this money. It stinks, but, like, I think we got to eat that, whatever, $180.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a crummy situation, and they definitely owe you an apology, but there's not a time that I would slight my family over $200. That's just the way that I am. But I understand why you're upset, and you want to drive the point home.
Yeah, let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Janet. It was rude for him to do it. It was rude of him not to at least cover it and give you a heads up. What's wrong? Sending them a bill, being like, hey, they weren't invited. We had to pay for them. But they may see Ronnie's side, too. How are you going to bill your family for something like that? Like, it's just one of those things you're going to have to eat and be happy that's the only thing you had to eat. I had, like, 9 people not show up to my wedding that I had to pay for.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I had an empty table. Yep. You would have liked to think that you could put them in their seats. You know, sorry for you that you had perfect attendance, actually, but I don't know. On the other hand, again, to me, the big crime is we said no kids. You brought your kids anyway. Least I could do is bill you. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Ronnie and Janet. Ronnie and Janet were married 3 weeks ago. These poor guys, they go to their wedding, they're having the time of their life, and then Ronnie's cousin shows up with his two small children that not only were not invited, there's no kids at the wedding, there's also no spots for them because they never RSVP'd that they were bringing these kids. Best part is that they didn't even cover the cost of having the kids there in the envelope, in the gift. Janet says that was $180 that we did not anticipate having to pay extra for these kids, and we should send them a bill. Ronnie says, how are we going to bill my cousin? We can't do that. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I am on the husband's side. She is being totally petty. Unfortunate things happen, and maybe they couldn't afford a babysitter, and that's why they didn't give her the gift that she expected. But I'm sure that they received more than $180 in wedding gifts to cover the children.
I think it's rude. You were told no children. I think that if you can't afford a babysitter, you can't afford the real gift, don't come.
And we're making a lot of assumptions. I mean, they just brought their kids and didn't explain it. But I think that the bigger point, and sometimes things go wrong on your wedding day, and you just have to suck it up and do what I do. Make notes in my little black and white composition book of everybody that wronged me on my wedding day, didn't show up, didn't do whatever, and then just carry that darkness in your heart for the rest of your life.
Passively, aggressively punish them.
Yes.
The rest of everybody's existence, I see.
That's my vote. But whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Ronnie and Janet were married 3 weeks ago. No kids at the wedding, so imagine their surprise when Ronnie's cousin showed up with his two young children.
Janet wants to bill them. They didn't have the seats available for the kids. They had to pay out of pocket to cover their meals. And again, there was no RSVP. They weren't supposed to be there.
Would you ask the cousin for the money back? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I do think that they should address it and speak to them on it, but... Or just say nothing, and it's just their day, and be happy. They're married. That's it.
If you were a wet noodle on that. You came out strong, and then you folded right up. Thanks, auntie. Every auntie ever.
Take a stance, and then don't do anything. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
Take an internal stance, and then share it with nobody. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side, but I think that... I don't think that they should send the cousin a bill, but I think that the husband should definitely let his cousin know how upset his wife is and ask him to apologize.
I mean, at least making your feelings aware to them is a good idea, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe he can hit the road and he say, listen, would I feel better if I had $200 in my pocket? Huh? Maybe.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
We're trying to decide because it's a tough one, but we're going to say the dad, the husband.
You just let it go.
We were just let it go.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ronnie, our audience agreed with you. Janet, it sucks. No one's going to disagree with you. It's rude. And the truth of the matter is I can't believe that happened. But you can't bill somebody for your wedding. You just can't.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure it was a lovely day anyways, right?
It was. It was
great.
And nobody looks cool punting a toddler on the dance floor, though, right? They tend to end up in the way sometimes at adult parties. Yeah. Ronnie, you must be a little bit relieved here. You don't have to go back to your cousin with an invoice, but you can let him know that you were displeased.
For sure. Yeah. No. Well, it'll come up. We'll talk. We'll talk. But it's the billing thing. Yeah. No. And hey, this might be the last argument I ever win in our marriage. So. To get it out of the way early is pretty good.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCore@annaandRaven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven jackpot is $100 thanks to DoorDash. With DoorDash, you can order it all. Use the app or shop online at DoorDash.com with promo code ORDER22 for 50% off your first order. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash. Stephanie, you ready to play?
Hi, yes.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Stephanie.
All right, Stephanie. We had a giant winner yesterday that won $7,900. But $100 is still a good amount of money to win, and nothing would make me happier than have Raven lose 2 days in a row. You ready to do it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring Raven back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. Number one. Marvel released the official trailer for She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, that will premiere on Disney Plus this summer. What is the Incredible Hulk's alter ego's name?
Bruce Banner.
Number two, Carmen Electra says she is 100% down for a Baywatch revival. Carmen took over for Jenny McCarthy on what MTV dating show as its host?
Singled Out.
Number three, Liam Payne's fiance addressed the photo of him with his arms wrapped around a woman and says, "Stop showing it to her. Because it's not her in the picture and it's hurtful." Liam Payne was a member of what boy band?
NSYNC.
Number four, Time Magazine released its annual list of 100 most influential people in the world. On the list, Oprah, James Corden, Tom Brady, and Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon founded what clothing company?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's time. And number five, that's okay. Kanye West returned to Instagram, but only to announce his collaboration with McDonald's. What color is Ronald McDonald's hair?
Red.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
Not bad. Stephanie got 3 out of 5.
All right, Stephanie, let's see how I do. $100 on the line.
Number one, Marvel released the official trailer for She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, that will premiere on Disney Plus this summer.
Yeah.
What is the Incredible Hulk's alter ego's name?
The Incredible Hulk is Bruce Banner.
Yes. Number two, Carmen Electra says she is 100% down for a Baywatch revival. Carmen took over for Jenny McCarthy on what MTV dating show as its host?
She was on Singled Out.
Yes. Number three, Liam Payne's fiance addressed the photo of him with his arms wrapped around a woman because she says, stop showing it to her. It's not her in the picture, and it's hurtful. Also, now their engagement is over. Liam Payne was a member of what boy band?
One Direction.
That's right. Number four, Time Magazine released its annual list of 100 most influential people in the world. On the list, Oprah, James Corden, Tom Brady, and Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon founded what clothing line?
Oh, gosh. I know this. This is going to make me mad. I don't know.
James Draper.
Yes.
And number five, Kanye West returned to Instagram, but only to announce his collaboration with McDonald's. What color is Ronald McDonald's hair?
Red.
Correct. I'm sorry, Stephanie. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay. Hi, Stephanie, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Thank Enjoy you. That shirt, girl. $200 tomorrow, Anna. Here we go.
Yeah, and thank you to Sally. She submitted one of the questions that I used today. If you have an idea for a question, too, send them my way, annaandraven.com.